With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A veteran lawmaker meeting this week with the head of the Secret Service to discuss the security incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. More on the story from Greg Clugston.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa was briefed by Secret Service Director Sean Curran on the security threat.
We're going to get a thorough review by the Secret Service of what went on.
During an interview in his Senate office, Grassley told the Salem Radio Network that the agency is closely reviewing its security posture.
It's too early for them to say if they may change any protocols.
The 92-year-old Grassley was the highest-ranking official in the presidential line of succession not in attendance at last weekend's dinner. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
The Trump administration continues to push to reduce the number of recommended vaccines for youngsters. Donna Warder has that story.
The Trump administration has just filed an appeal to a judge's March order that blocked the decision by Health Secretary RFK Jr. to end broad recommendations for all children to be vaccinated against flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, some forms of meningitis, and RSV, a respiratory virus. In July, the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups filed a lawsuit that originally focused on Kennedy's decision to stop recommending COVID-19 vaccines for children and pregnant women. The lawsuit was updated as Kennedy made more policy changes. I'm Donna Warder.
Texas man claiming he wasn't the shooter in a fatal robbery that killed two people 18 years ago has been executed. James Brodno receiving a lethal injection Thursday. In Florida, a man convicted of killing his brother's 13-year-old stepdaughter 50 years ago has been put to death. James Earl Hitchcock also received a lethal injection. This is SRN News. Well, persecution of Christians on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Rebuilding efforts underway at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, that building gutted by an arson blaze earlier this year. A man is awaiting trial on what prosecutors say was an anti-Semitic attack. He pled not guilty to three federal charges of arson, damage to religious property, and using fire to commit a felony. This is SRN News. Boxers from two European nations are set to be allowed to fight as, believe it or not, neutral athletes. Now, that's coming up in the World Boxing Competition. Sports correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh says it's a rather interesting scenario.
Boxers from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete by the new governing body recently put in charge of Olympic boxing competitions. World Boxing will treat Russian and Belarusian boxers as neutral athletes, emulating the approach frequently taken by the International Olympic Committee since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Fighters and support personnel from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to participate with flags, uniforms, or national anthems. They must be approved in a vetting process to ensure they have not supported the war in Ukraine or have any links to the Russian army. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.